always Hogan Lee.
Better tasting.
B, Scatty Boo too.
C,
cooler smoking.
C, Peachy Keen.
A, B, C.
Always buy Chester Hogan's. Everybody who smokes them, smokes them. Frank Sinatra sings All of Me. Sing it, Frankie. Sing it, boy.
When they begin, they'll begin.
Thank you, Frank. Well, we had a request to do the Hogan song, which I wrote, incidentally. It's on MGM Records, a very lovely...
Do you want the dishes yet?
No, Sam. A little bit later, we'll take the dishes in. Oh, Hogan!
Oh, Hogan! Oh, Hogan! Oh, Hogan! Oh, Hogan.
Great song.
What is this thing called Hogan?
What lyrics?
Everybody sings.
Sensational.
What makes it so contagious?
What?
That doggone Hogan thing.
I don't know.
Way out in Oklahoma.
Where else?
And Texas Hogan, too.
What happened?
Say, Hogan is this slogan.
Yeah.
And a Hogan never blew.
Mm-hmm.
So start Hoganizing.
All right.
And join the Hogan song.
Woo.
Be a Hogan by day, a Hogan by night.
Become
a regular Hoganite. We out and watch a Hogan. Spread the Hogan quote to all America. Hogan, that Hogan gets the vote.
Why? I don't know. That's the way we wrote it. Here's the part that we don't know. They lost the whole song in here. They just keep on playing, but there's no melody or anything in here.
That is getting to be a joke.
I know it, but they record it that way, you know, the band and all that. They had to get rid of it.
Why?
Because it... I don't know why. Just listen to the music.
We have trouble.
Yeah, I know. They lost the whole melody in here. It's supposed to... I don't know why. They just accidentally forgot it, I guess. That's the best part of the whole record there.
Why?
Because it is. I don't know. I like it.
That is getting to be a joke.
What do you call her?
Her name is Susan Bell.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Pinson, Hogan.
Where?
By a wish of Hogan Well.
Woo!
She moved to Cala Hogan.
To what?
Just to be close by my side.
Mm-hmm.
She drives a Cala Hogan.
Yeah.
When she takes me for a ride.
How about her?
Think my baby.
Is what?
Is double PCP.
By day.
She's a Hogan by day and a Hogan by night. And I'm a typical Hoganite.
Why?
I don't know.
We get married.
Live where?
To live in Hoganville.
Doing what?
Still Hogan and a Jorkin. Like all good Hogan do.
Why?
Because we wrote it that way. Hogan, how we want Hogan. How we want Hogan. Love the end of that.
Why?
Because I like it. It goes, hee hee hee, Hogan. And that was something which we wrote in there. I have the lyrics for that song here somewhere.
No less than 20 minutes and possibly 25.
No, we took almost an hour to write. I mean, let's see. I wanted to bring out a special lyric which we wrote for this.
Instead of performing his duty as he should have, just blabbled and blabbled.
Well, I'm sorry.
Dawn hadn't broken yet.
Yes.
We were almost on top of the hut before we saw her.
Yes, Dick.
Moving as silently as we could, we pulled alongside.
Good.
And grabbing a rope ladder, climbed up on deck.
Mm-hmm.
Pat covered the top side, and gun in hand, I went below.
Yeah.
The captain's cabin was one flight down.
Mm-hmm.
And I slipped into it. It was black as pitch in there.
Watch out. Flat top.
I was just reaching for my flashlight.
Flat top.
I told you to stay in your own cabin, Flint Hart.
See?
Maybe he is in his own cabin, flat top.
Trace, don't move or I'll flush you.
Use the match trick.
I didn't fall for your newspaper guy.
Match trick.
Never mind that flat top. I've got you now.
Match trick.
I've got you, copper.
Use
you can't see me no better than I can see
use
you.
Use the match trick.
If you're going to shoot, you better make the first one count.
Match trick. Match trick. Match trick. Match trick.
I knew what he meant.
Yeah.
If I fired and missed him, the flash of my gun would tell him where I was.
Yeah.
But the same thing went for him.
Yeah.
We circled around in the darkness.
Yeah.
Each trying to catch a glimpse of the other.
That's true.
Each afraid to reveal his position.
That's true.
Neither one daring to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And then I remembered an old trick.
That's true.
I took the rubber band that Flint Hart had wrapped around his nose.
Yeah.
Then I took a plain kitchen match.
That's it.
I light my pipe with.
That's it.
Fitted it into the rubber band, stretched it back, aimed at the wall, and let go. 6 feet away, it struck and flared, and then... My top's gone barking in the darkness, aiming where he thought I was. I whirled and pulled the trigger.
And that was curtains for Flat Top. As for Croker King and his gang, ask the FBI what happened to them.
Aye.
And Fideman Flintoff? Well, his only comment was...
I've got coleslaw in all my pockets. I'm cold.
Did you ever look at the back of a package of Chester Hogan's? Here's what it says, quote, Chester Hogan cigarettes.
Say ah, please.
Ah, a balanced blend of the finest aromatic Turkish tobacco.
Open wider, please.
And the choicest of several American varieties.
You have nice tonsils.
I thought you'd like it. Blended in the correct proportion to bring out the finer qualities.
How old are your tonsils?
Oh, I've had them for years. To bring out the finer qualities of each tobacco.
Your tonsils have Chesterfield tattooed on them.
I'm loyal. Remember, they're a balanced blend of the finest aromatic Turkish tobacco.
I'd like to have them for my collection.
You may have them. And the choicest of several American varieties blended in the correct proportion to bring out the finer qualities.
Open wider, please.
All right. Of each tobacco. So always buy Chester Hogan. Everybody who smokes them, smokes them.
Always milder, better taking, cooler smoking.
Now tap dance. Music! I'll sound like Rudy Valley.
There is a tavern in the town.
In the town.
And there my true love sits him down.
In the town.
And drinks. Is wine as merry as can be, and never, never thinks of me. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. Oh, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye, adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
I'll just spread her feet in the air.
Oh, I'll sing my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well. He left me for a damsel dark.
Damsel dark.
Each Friday night they used to spark.
Used to spark.
And now my love, who once was true to me, takes that dark damsel on his knee. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. Oh, the time is come for you and I to say goodbye. Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
Oh, I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
Oh, I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well. And now I see him nevermore.
La, la, la.
He never, never knocks upon my door.
Upon my door.
Oh, is me. He can't just... No.
Sorry. That's the wrong one. I didn't know. Well, I didn't.
Very well. Well, I must leave you. Do not let me go.
You can get used to it.
And me to say goodbye.
Yep.
Oh, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Oh, now, really, please. I'm trying to Hogan twang.
On a weeping willow tree.
Listen to this.
Fairly well.
Right over there. Look real hard.
Hello, Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
There it is. How about Bert? There's Bert right on cue.
That's right. Let's canter over there toward where they're making up the thing for the little seal.
You mean the new shoes for the seal?
Yeah. There's the rooster.
Hello, rooster. He's a good egg.
There's the hunter's horn, Skippy.
Yeah. Let's canter over where they're fixing up the seal, huh?
I wonder where the seal is.
Over in the blacksmith shop, Mark. There's Bell.
Hello, Bell.
Hello, Bell. He's always chiming in with something. Walk.
Skippy, we're on horseback.
I know. It's more fun walking.
Skippy.
Seems like a long ride over there.
Yeah, the blacksmith's waiting for us. He's ready to shoe up the seal.
And seal up the shoe.
What say, Skippy?
Seal up the shoe.
What do you mean?
A boot's off.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are, Hartshorn.
Yeah, look at him over there. Isn't that fine? Listen now.
Oh, the seal's getting his shoes on for the big race.
That's right, Skippy. Look at it. Isn't that a lovely-looking seal? Hello, seal.
Hello, Hawthorn.
Let's canter over next to him, huh?
All right, Hartshorn.
Fast blacksmith, isn't it?
Sure is, Hartshorn. Hello, fast blacksmith.
No, wait a minute. It's about ready to go.
No, it's going to the anvil, of course.
All right. Skill looks in good shape. You think we'll beat him today, Skippy?
I don't know, Hartshorn. He always wins.
Skippy, I got something for you. We're going to win today.
Oh, yeah. About ready, Hartshorn?
Ready. There's the bugle. Are you ready, Skippy?
I'm waiting to go, Hartshorn. All set. Wait until the gun goes off.
All right, listen for the gun.
There's the gun.
Seal my head already, Skippy.
What'd you say, Hartshorn?
The seal, what are you doing back there?
I'm coming, Hartshorn. I'll get ahead of the ship. Hartshorn, don't worry, Skippy. I'm coming all right. You're going backwards, Hartshorn. Oh, yeah.
Come up here now, Skippy.
Look at that shield. I'll win.
Oh, look out, Skippy.
ABC.
Go, Skippy. We're in the last lap now. We're heading for the finish line, Skippy.
I'm coming, Hartshorn. Look at the shields just ahead of us, Hartshorn.
Don't worry, Skippy. We'll win.
Hurry up, you guys. I'm gonna win. Wait for us! I want it again. I won because I train on Chester Hogan's. Everybody who smokes them, smokes them.
That was a statement from A.B. Seal.
This is Hawthorne Egbert Place Records. We might be back next week at the same time.
This is Sam Spade.
Yeah.
The dishes?
Go ahead.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.